Welcome to Is Manifesting Bullshit podcast. I'm Cindy Wittemann and I'm your host. Have you ever wondered if manifesting is just a bunch of nonsense? Join me as I embark on a journey to uncover the truth behind this age-old question. In each episode, I'll dive deep into the world of manifestation, interviewing experts, skeptics, and individuals with real-life manifesting experiences. Together, we'll seek to separate fact from fiction and shed light on the mysteries of the mind's power. Tune in and discover whether manifesting is indeed a powerful tool or just a load of BS. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Is Manifesting Bullshit? Today, we have Kylie with us. I'm so excited for you to meet her. Go ahead, Kylie. Tell us about where you're from and what you're all about.
Hi, I am Kylie Burton. I am originally from North Carolina, but currently reside in San Antonio. I am a portrait photographer as well as a social media and Pinterest manager. I primarily freelance and then work under the business name Better Than Basic Marketing with my web designer friend, Erica Shockley, who is also from North Carolina, but is currently in Georgia as we're both military spouses as well. So I'm super excited to be here and can't wait to discuss.
Well, that's so cool. You support each other as military spouses. That's neat that you get to work with your friend like that.
Yeah, it's been super fun and super helpful. And, you know, to work with somebody that kind of understands the lifestyle is always
incredible. Okay, well, I guess we'll just pop on to the big question. Do you believe that manifesting is complete and total crap? Or do you think that it could potentially be a skill that we could all use to make our lives better?
I absolutely believe it is a skill and it is not crap. So a little bit of my personal testimony to this is back in 2019, I want to say, I am a military spouse. My husband's active duty. We had gotten married right before he left for what they call a unaccompanied tour in Korea. So the unaccompanied being that his family was not joining him. So he was there for a year. And at the end of 2019, I was having some health issues. We had wanted to start a family when he came back, and I had gone through issues with like endometrial polyps and whatnot, which thankfully my doctor was very on board with getting me treatment before we started the process of trying for a child. So I was able to like clear myself of all of that before we even started. But then, you know, 2020 hit, and March of 2020, we entered COVID. And my husband was actually supposed to come back from Korea that April. But when COVID happened and the whole world shut down, they extended his tour time. And, you know, it kind of put everything on hold for us because we were in the process of selling our house to move to Kansas, which is where he was going to be stationed next. And, you know, how us as girls, you know, have that timeline of life that we, you know, always want to hit. Like, I want to be graduated from college at this age and, like, married by this age and, you know, have a kid at this age. And then, you know, COVID just kind of like put all of that to a halt. And I was up in arms about like, oh my gosh, what in the world is going on? And it was a very hard time because, you know, everyone's on social media and like, you know, pouring out their accomplishments and, you know, because we wanted to start a family so bad, I started getting into my head. And then as we got into the summer of COVID, a lot of my friends were announcing their COVID babies because, you know, all their spouses were home. So I actually had to stop following some of my close friends because I just started getting jealous. Then came The Secret. And I was sitting in bed one night eating Ben and Jerry's, and I was like, you know what? I've heard about this on TikTok. Let me just watch it. So I watched it and it intrigued me. So I started doing some other research about like manifestation journals and things of that nature. And so I started doing manifestation journals. However, the way that I did it was I would open my journal to two blank pages. On the left side, I did basically a gratitude journal. So I would write down all the things that are currently going on in my life that I was thankful for, despite all the other issues going on. And then on the right side, I would, you know, write the manifestation and the affirmation part of the journal. And, you know, I would write everything that I wanted in the present or past tense as if I had already had it or those things have already happened to me. It took me doing that to realize that, you know, while my husband was stuck in Korea and while I wasn't on the timeline that I had originally wanted in my life, that I am capable of accomplishing so much and I already have accomplished so much, and that without getting out of my own head, I wouldn't be able to accomplish the things that I am aiming to do. And so when my husband did finally get home, we, you know, got pregnant like our second try, and then we moved to Fort Riley and, you know, we had this great life and he was home, and then I had a healthy pregnancy, which I had manifested. And it just really put into perspective that you have to be grateful for what you have in order to open the door for other things to come to you.
Oh, I could not agree more. Yeah, gratitude is definitely where it started for me too. And also The Secret, I love how you talk about watching The Secret and thinking, well, what do I have to lose? Right. Might as well just check this out and see how it works. I personally met with several of the people who were in that Secret movie. So recently I met with Lisa Nichols and Dr. Joe Vitale and John Assaraf. Yeah. And I got to share the story about how I wrote a book called Is Manifesting Bullshit because I watched that Secret and I listened to the audio version of The Secret as well, and how I thought it was totally complete bullshit to start and then figured out later that no, it actually was about taking action and being grateful for what you already have. So I'm right. So glad you shared that.
Yeah, it's, and you know, it's funny, as, you know, being someone that works primarily in the social media space, about, you know, seeing what everyone posts online and kind of comparing yourself to where other people are that you want to be, but just aren't there yet. You really have to unplug and kind of self-reflect on the things that you have accomplished and kind of get yourself out of your own mind so that you can open yourself up for those things to come to you. Because if you keep sitting there and thinking like, I want this so bad, I don't know why I'm not getting it, you're kind of, you know, setting up a wall and you're blocking it because you're not thinking of the fact that you are capable of accomplishing these things, or you are worthy of having this life that you want.
Absolutely. And then comparing yourself to other people is one of the worst things, because, you know, sometimes we look at other people and we think, well, geez, they've got it all figured out. What's wrong with me? And what you don't know is what's on the other side of that smile, what's on the other side of that photograph, what's on the other side of what you perceive as perfect is a lot of times a complete and total mess. Oh, so you got to be careful what you ask for and really stop comparing yourself to those other people and just what you perceive to be their perfect life.
I absolutely agree. It's very crucial. And especially now, you know, even now, I don't do the gratitude and manifestation journal every single day. But when I'm having a really hard time, I pick it back up and set myself time limits online. I put my phone on do not disturb and just kind of give myself some time to unwind and journal, because, you know, a lot of people tend to lose sight of, you know, the things that they currently have they used to, you know, pray and wish for that they currently have now. And then, you know, you kind of just move to the next thing, like, okay, well, now I got this. Well, now I'd be even happier if I could get this. But you haven't had time to really be thankful for the fact that you accomplished the first thing.
Yes, absolutely. And oftentimes, you know, with this busy world, you know, we've got social media, we've got busy jobs, we've got our phone ringing all the time, text messages, we have constant, you know, news bombarding us, people coming into our life, into our office or wherever you're at, so many things, alerts, news alerts, Amber alerts, we get so much information. You know, I like it when it was called infobesity. Like, there's you're just obese with information all the time. And so it's hard for us to sit down and actually sit with our thoughts and figure out what it is we actually want, what we desire, and how to get there. And we just spend so much time in the doing all the time, just getting through the day, getting through the dishes, getting dinner on the table for the kids, taking care of the kids, putting out fires for our kids and all the crises they have throughout the day, which as moms is something we do all the time, that we forget to stop and give ourselves grace and actually think about the things that we desire. And that can be terrible in some ways, because whenever the kids are grown out of the house and you're sitting there with your pen and paper, like, what do I want? I never thought about this before.
Yeah.
You can find yourself in a feeling of, you know, fear and stress. So I always love the idea of just taking 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the evening, and just writing down, even if it's a sentence about your day, to get that really good routine down to build those good, healthy habits. Because as you do that, your mind will put your thoughts to work and think about what you're going to write next. And that can really help you get rid of some of those blockages.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, we had talked previously about, you know, imposter syndrome and stuff. And I was actually just talking to Erica this morning about how I am kind of hitting a block with marketing myself right now, because I'm like, I don't even know what ideal market I want to be in or who my ideal client is, when every day I preach to, you know, my current clients that you, like, you really need to hone in on who your ideal client is. And I'm like, I spend so much time reading so much from different industries and talking to people about social media that I'm like, I don't even know who I'm, like, trying to market myself towards. So that's kind of put me in like a, oh my gosh, what am I doing? So I've taken the last like few days to just kind of wind down and, you know, kind of hone in on the industries that I really want to work with. Because I have, you know, portrait photography experience, but I can't decide if portrait photographers is, you know, who I necessarily, you know, want to work with, because I still enjoy the photography side of things. So I don't necessarily want to give that part of me up. But, you know, being grateful for the work that I have had and being able to hone in on my experience with, you know, working with people like you and then, you know, my Pinterest client, is kind of helping me navigate where I want to go and not compare myself to where I see other social media people or, you know, other people in this industry at. You know, yes, you want to work on your own journey, essentially. Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, sometimes the helpers need help. Sometimes we get so caught up in helping everybody else, we don't take time to ask for help ourselves.
Right.
So that might be another really good option for you is, I work with somebody named Samantha Shepherd, and she's been in marketing business for 20 plus years. And she's incredible. She knows like all the details about everything. So it might be in your, you know, in interest of you to just kind of step outside your box and just have a free chat with her, where she can kind of align you in what you're doing. She gives a lot. She has so much free information on her website. I'll send you all the details, that it is mind blowing how much information she gives away that really has helped me and my team and everything. I mean, she's just wonderful. So it's another thing for our audience to know is it's okay to ask for help sometimes.
Yes.
And we're helpers. We're, you know, we're over here trying to solve everybody else's problems and fix all the issues with our kid. And, you know, we're married and we have, are not married, and you have all these difficult challenges, and we're just trying all the time to like make everything better. Sometimes we got to say, hey, what would make me feel better? And so that might be a good opportunity for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I, you know, I actually just recently started journaling again, because, you know, every now and then it gets hard to kind of figure out where you're heading in life. And then you're like, okay, let's like recenter here for a second. And then you get to a point where everything's great. And then I just kind of like let it drop off. And then, you know, these cycles kind of repeat itself. And so, you know, it takes, I can't remember the saying, like it takes however many days to, you know, fully start a habit. So
21.
Yeah. So I'm planning on doing this again for 21 days to really start the habit. And I'm not going to let it drop this time.
Yeah. And if you just do 2 minutes in the morning and 2 minutes in the evening and not make it be a burden, which sometimes people are like, well, I don't know what to write, and I don't want to figure out everything right now, and I don't know how to figure out everything right now, and it seems so stressful. But if you just get in the habit of writing literally anything, what am I grateful for? Anything, you know, and then your mind will get to work thinking, hey, tonight before bed for 2 minutes, I'm going to have to write, what can I write about? And so throughout the day, you're looking for things that you can put on that list. Before you know it, you're writing more than you ever thought, and you're really dialing in on what you want.
Obviously, this, you know, manifestation journal and gratitude journal has worked so well for me before. And I hate that, you know, life gets so busy that I sometimes will lay here, like I'll get ready for bed, brush my teeth, and, you know, just sit here and like lay here, and I'll be scrolling on TikTok or something, and I see somebody do it, and I'm like, the lights are already off, I'm already comfy, and I'll just do it tomorrow. And then that becomes a cycle. And I want everyone listening to this to know that it starts at day one, and you've got to break the cycles. Otherwise, all the manifestations that you're trying to get to aren't going to come to you, because you are your own biggest roadblock at that point.
Absolutely. And to piggyback on that, I love to tell people, you are the CEO of your life. Absolutely. You know, people say, I want to be the CEO. You are already the CEO. You're the CEO of your life. And what CEO stands for me is, not, C is for consistency. E is for execution. And yes, then the O is for open to opportunity. Because if you can manage those three things and be consistent in your writing or whatever it is you're working on, if you can execute and actually take action towards those goals, and then you can be open for opportunity, that right there is how you really make big moves in your life to make change. And once people realize that the power is within them and they get to choose, it's a game changer.
Yes, it absolutely is. And it's so funny too, because I preach that to my clients. I'm like, you have to be consistent, like on social, for, you know, everyone to find your brand and like be aware of your brand. And then, you know, my socials kind of get neglected because I tend to all my clients' socials, and I'm like, do as I say, not as I do.
That's exactly what I was thinking when you said that.
But yeah, I believe it's a very powerful tool if you can hone in on it and, you know, really be consistent with it and actively work towards it. You know, it's not enough to just write. You still have to implement things in your day-to-day to work towards those goals. But getting yourself in the right mindset is absolutely the first step.
It might be a really good tool for somebody out there who's listening to this to actually think, okay, if I were to hire someone to help me, or if someone was to hire me, what would I tell them? And just write down advice to yourself that you would give somebody else. Yes. And then really like utilize that advice, because sometimes we get so busy caught up in the doing or the saying or the preaching or the, we don't want to hear that anymore. We just want to take a nap. We don't want to hear ourselves anymore. So sometimes giving that advice in writing and then reading it back to yourself might be useful.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
But since this podcast is so limited, why don't you go ahead and tell the audience where they can find you, where they can seek out your services, where they can get to know more about you and all you do?
Yeah, so my social media stuff, you can find me at betterthanbasic.net and then betterthanbasic on Facebook and Instagram as well. And then my photography stuff is kylieburton.photography. I also have a Facebook page and Instagram as well. Like I said, my socials are not completely active all the time, but I do respond very quickly to any inquiries and messages I see come through. So don't be afraid to reach out.
Well, everybody heard where to find her, where to seek out her services, where to get in touch. Don't be shy. Reach out, ask questions, find out more about her and all she can do to help you up-level and uplift your social media and your marketing. So thank you again for being on, Kylie. And if anybody out there is interested in buying the best-selling book, Is Manifesting Bullshit, you can visit my website at cfviews.com. If you order it direct from the site, I will personally send you an autographed copy in the mail. Thank you all so much for listening. And thank you again, Kylie, for being on today. It's been so much fun, and we'll see you next week.